It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Let's say you need to take a particular medication daily. What if you could get that medicine into your body without ever having to remember to take it? Well, that's on the way. MIT researchers have successfully tested a system to do just that using wireless technology. They had found that only 25% of osteoporosis patients took their meds at the right time. I spoke with Bob Pera, president of a company called Microchips from a studio in Cambridge, along with MIT professor Bob Langer. We reached him by phone.
We have a little tiny implant that can be just done by a simple procedure in a doctor's office. And then by remote control, what can happen is the chip can be triggered by a special radio frequency signal every single day, and out comes the drug. And the compliance, rather than 25% of people continuing this, is 100%.
Would it need to be refilled?
We're working on a 365-dose implant, so patient will receive daily dosing for 1 year. And in some therapies where you dose every other day, the implant will last for 2 years.
And let me just get an idea of, you know, imagining this in my mind. So before the medicine is administered through this system, where is it? Is it located on the person?
It's within the microchip, and it's implanted under the skin.
Okay.
In the abdominal area. We had to develop sealing techniques for the microchip to ensure that no moisture ingress comes in and takes away from the drug stability. We also had to develop the activation mechanism, given an electronic wireless signal, how to open that reservoir and release the contents into the body.
Would it be used for something like diabetes with an insulin injection?
Right now, the chip would have to be adjusted to make it useful for that, because insulin's not as potent a drug. That would require some engineering at this point to make it ready for insulin.
What about security on the wireless connection?
We have gone through extensive testing and design to ensure that no unauthorized individual can access the hardware. We have specific serial numbers for each implant.
So the point is, somebody would have to be able to, A, know the serial number, B, know the frequency. It would be almost impossible for there to be a problem.
Langer says the treatment of osteoporosis is just the start.
There are many other situations where one might want to use a microchip like this for program delivery or for combination chemotherapy or for someday, you know, even smart delivery systems that could sense signals in the body and tell chips how much to deliver them. So we see this as the dawn of a new kind of way of thinking about medicine.
The researchers say it will be about 4 years until you could skip the pharmacy and just go get your annual chip implant. Let's round up the robots with our
Robot Roundup.
Our mechanical pals have been busy.
Robots
are making friends in space. Robonaut, also known as R2, get it, is a human-like robot assisting the crew of the International Space Station. This week, it was activated, and along with Commander Dan Burbank, was part of the first ever human-to-humanoid space handshake. Burbank said R2 had a firm grip.
Robots
are playing hockey. A walking robot is nothing new, but Jennifer, created at the University of Manitoba, can skate and shoot a puck. Next up, getting her to punch guys and lose teeth. And
robots
are joining the army. The Pentagon has ordered 1,100 Recon Scout XT robots. They're tiny, weigh about a pound, and boy, they are tough. They can be thrown 120 feet, drop 30 feet onto concrete repeatedly, and still be able to move around and send back images of what they see. Tiny, durable, throwable spy bots. Army of the future. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.